This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling today, later on, to Surfside, Florida, where search and rescue teams are working for an eighth straight day at the site of a partially collapsed condominium building. Local authorities said late last night the number of dead from the collapse had risen to 18, including two children. The White House press secretary said the president and First Lady would be meeting family members who have been forced to endure this terrible tragedy, as well as thanking the first responders and rescue teams. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and boats to travel despite poor safety standards there. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans joining Democrats in that vote. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The premier of the Australian state of New South Wales urging people in Sydney and surrounding areas to reduce their movement after 24 more cases of COVID-19 were recorded on Thursday. The premier warning the lockdown could fail if residents don't minimize their activities. On Wednesday, the Queensland and Western Australian state governments advised people under the age of 40 not to take the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the risk of a rare blood-clotting disorder, despite the Australian government making those shots available to all adults. Australians have a choice of only two vaccines, and locally manufactured AstraZeneca is more plentiful. Bill Cosby is back home in his suburban Philadelphia residence after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his sexual assault conviction Wednesday, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison Wednesday didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback for the Me Too movement. A Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and human rights lawyer was arrested for the second time in less than a month Wednesday, marking the city's first year under the national security law. Chow Hang Tung, a vice chair for the nonprofit Hong Kong Alliance, was arrested for inciting a legal assembly, which was scheduled to take place today, July 1st. She was also arrested June 4th for the same charge. June 4th marks Beijing's crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square in 1989, while July 1st marks the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover from Britain to China 24 years ago. July 1st also marks the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. And Donald Trump's company and his longtime finance chief have been indicted on charges stemming from a New York investigation into the former president's business dealings. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Charges against the organization and the chief financial officer remain sealed on Wednesday. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.